Lucas,
what are you doing?
Working out, Matt.
Running out of stuff to listen to.
Have you ever heard of Audible?
No.
Well, this podcast is brought to you by Audible.com.
And Lucas,
you,
and all of our listeners of this podcast
can get a free audiobook download at
www.audibletrial.com/3angrynerds.
And they have over 100,000 titles to choose from, and you can play it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even your MP3 player.
Molest you or put a condom over it?
Put it in your butt.
put the condom over it? Yeah.
Isn't that how they used to teach sex ed? I saw it on TV. I wasn't so sure if it was true or not.
I think so.
I saw it on TV, man. You know they can't put shit on TV if it's not true.
That's right. They can't lie on TV.
They're not allowed.
Somebody was like, "Well, you know, guys, this is clearly how sex works. You just put the condom on the banana, and you know, you're set for life." And now that's why there's so many teen pregnancies and stuff. They're like, "Fuck, the banana thing wasn't really a great idea." Fuck.
Exactly. It's like two kids. They just put the condom on the banana, and then they sit it down. They're like, "Okay, so now what?" We put the condom on the banana. We don't even know what happens next. Is this sex?
That must be so awkward for teachers to teach that too. Like, all right, kids, raise your hand if you've seen an erect penis before.
I bet Brittany saw one.
What? Who's Brittany?
Just because, I don't know. I've always thought of Brittany as a skanky name. I don't know.
Oh, okay. For a second there, I thought we were going to get into one of your stories there, Carlos.
Yeah, I thought I was about to get really personal for a sec. I'm like,
No. I don't have a personal story about a Britney, although I have encountered Britneys. But
did she seem like a slut?
Yes, they all have. It's a thing.
There we go. All right. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. With me today, as always, is myself, Curtis. We have Carlos.
Curtis is with himself always.
Yeah, I'm always here by myself. We have Corey with us today.
Hello.
Fresh from his adventure, cross country.
Mm.
You're still like,
He hasn't recovered yet.
I'm eating butter chicken right now too.
I predicted that, by the way. And we have Anita.
Hi.
I don't know if you've been on any adventures. I'm just going to assume you were on adventures.
On adventures? Sorry. Oh, yeah. Adventures of work. I tell you, it's the most... It just makes you want to die.
Yeah. It's like encounter work. Like
adventures in the 9-to-5 life.
Ooh. Yeah.
5 life.
Remember that movie, Adventures in Babysitting? That was a good one. Who was that? Like
remake... That song, It's a Hard Knock Life, but call it It's a 9-to-5 Life.
Yep.
That's a parody.
9-to-5 Life.
I don't know. Should we talk about this news this week about Spider-Man? I don't know. It wasn't really
no.
big.
It wasn't Nobody really even big. Cared.
No, it's not really big news.
I bet it didn't even trend on Twitter.
Yeah. Like, nobody gave a shit.
We talked Everyone about this, too, a long time ago, didn't we? I think Tom Holland was one of the guys that I kind of... Wasn't he one of the ones I thought that might have gotten it? He would have gotten it? No?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think that's who you predicted. So, good job, Anita.
Oh, yay! I picked a nerd!
Anita used her super awesome telling the future fortune ball skills.
I just been handed out, I would have given you one right now for that.
Thank you, thank you. I accept this award. I like to thank my mother.
The future in like a totally epic way. But yes, in case you're one of the three people who hasn't heard, Tom Holland was cast as Spider-Man the other day. Well, I guess he was probably cast probably earlier than that, but they officially announced it just the other day. And they're all like,
Spider-Man, or whatever. They announced he's going to be in Civil War, so he basically, like, he's cast, and now he just has to go, like, film his things, like...
Yeah, he said that he's going to be on set for 1 week. So I imagine that it's not Yeah, so as not we expected, role, but, it's going to be a relatively small role, which is what I was hoping for. I hope they weren't going to try and shove him into some sort of big role. A cameo is good enough for me.
Poor kid, he's rich now.
Yeah, I know, poor kid, right? He's only 19 and he's working on Marvel movies, signed to like a 19 movie contract, working alongside Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. Yeah, man, poor guy has all these problems.
Poor franchise, actually.
Fuck.
Oh, should be more like poor Andrew Garfield right now.
Andrew Garfield went over the deep end ever since he fucking lost out after the deal was announced. He's like, I heard that, you know, he's always drunk. He's always like showing up at the bar late at night, hitting people.
Oh, really? Which bar?
Throwing things at them. Like I saw him puking into a dumpster just around the corner. I was like,
ew, gross. Really?
Fun fact, this is just going to go and try to hit up Andrew Garfield at the bar.
You can take a break from puking in that dumpster and give me an autograph. But...
I'm like, hey, look, it's... I'll be like, hi, Spider-Man, spiraling out of control.
But...
No, I'm gonna go up to him and be like, oh my gosh, it's Spider-Man. Can you sign this? And he'll be like, oh, okay, it's a picture of Tom Holland. He'll be like, oh!
You know what I would do? I would be like, you must be really excited for The Amazing Spider-Man 3. Oh, wait, shit.
Oh, wait. Oh,
I totally forgot.
You're not.
I'm unemployed right now. That's what I would do.
So mean. You guys are horrible. Way to kick a man when he's down.
Spider-Man took like way too much flack for it. It wasn't a great movie, but it wasn't as bad as people make it out to be. Like, it had some good scenes in it. And,
I mean, it was no Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, but you know.
Okay, but nothing's Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Nothing, yeah,
like that's like I'm gonna be like, okay, that's a bit far, but it's not far behind. No. You're not allowed. This is an anti The Amazing Spider-Man franchise podcast. You're not allowed to be here. I will throw you out the window.
I think Garfield would be okay though. He's like if you look at his credits before this, he actually like he's a reputable actor. Like he was in I don't know if you guys saw the miniseries Red Riding. It's kind of similar to like True Detective, but he was in that. It was good.
Later.
Oh yeah.
I'm just sitting here with my map program, like that allows me to send nukes to anywhere on the planet. I'm like trying to find Corey. I'm just kidding.
I'm in Campbell River, BC.
Okay.
You can nuke me right now. It's so warm. I just want to die right now. So that would actually be you'd be doing me a favor.
Fun fact: where Corey is right now, it cannot get any hotter than a nuclear bomb. Like if anything, the nuclear bomb would be cooler.
No, my grass is like dark brown and like it's just sad.
How many hippies are over there? I'm kind of curious.
All of them.
There's none left anywhere else. They all migrated.
That's actually kind of no joke. I mean, Vancouver Island is mainly just hippies.
They move in herds.
It's kind of funny. It's mainly just retired hippies. Anyways, they have a director as well, John Watts, who has really not directed anything. Like, I guess his most major film is starring Kevin Bacon, and it's coming out in a few months, but it hasn't even released yet, so...
Yeah, it was played at, like, a film festival or something, right? Like, this is literally, like, a film festival director who hadn't actually, like, done, like, Hollywood movies yet.
Yeah.
He's still in his indie phase.
But Marvel likes to choose people like that, right? Like they like to choose somebody who's really not a big name director, or maybe somebody who hasn't had a hit in a long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, I don't understand the people. Yeah, that was about to say. I was like, I don't understand the people that are like, oh my god, they didn't get a real director. And I'm like, you do realize that both like James Gunn and the Russos were basically in very similar positions when they got hired by Marvel, right?
Oh, like Joss Whedon was like, he cannot get a script developed to save his life.
Yeah,
like,
same thing with him, right?
And he's probably the biggest name of all the directors, right? So it's like, you know, I think Marvel, if anything, they like to just foster the development of new directors or even existing ones. And yeah,
probably saves them a little money too.
Well, probably does, but I'm just saying.
It's like, we'll give you a sandwich a day to do this job. He's like, well,
a whole sandwich?
A whole sandwich? Golly!
Yeah, let me get my lawyer. We got to work in like tomatoes on that thing. Like, you know, won't take anything less.
I was gonna say, it, like, to actually get handpicked by Kevin Feige, because that was also the thing, is that apparently Feige just stepped in and said, "Nope, I'm making the decision on who's directing, and it's gonna be this guy." So I'm like, okay.
Well, they said that he had a great vision for Spider-Man too. Like, apparently that was part of it as well. As he had,
he's like, "Hey guys, I bet this would be a great Spider-Man movie." And Kevin Feige's like, "No, what? Actually, that's a good idea. You're hired." Oh, wait, really?
What if he actually put Mysterio in? Carlos, would you lose your shit?
I would be like, I like this guy. This guy knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's like, I'm also going to have Kingpin in. And I'm like, I know, I love this guy. I'm like,
there we go. So yeah, Corey mentioned earlier, but yeah, he's going to first appear in Civil War. It's probably, like, it sounds like it's just a cameo, so it might not even be much, just kind of like a small little tidbit, you know, it's like, hey, it's Spider-Man. Well,
the big, in the comics, the Civil War, like the big thing was Peter Parker, like unmasking himself. And I can't see that happening in this movie if it's like preceding his own franchise, really. So
it wouldn't have an impact at all, because I mean, this is literally his first appearance. So I couldn't even understand the people that were online being like, "Oh my God, you have to put him in Civil War because he was so important to the Civil War comic." I'm like, you know that they're not adapting the Civil War comic directly. They're just taking the idea, and like, you can't do that adaptation of what Spider-Man did in that comic because it would have zero effect. This wouldn't affect anything. Sure. And it would make the Spider-Man solo movie stupid.
On the comics, though, I do think they might kill Steve Rogers off at the end of the Civil War. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
being like, but he's not dead yet.
What they probably do is have him die. Then, you know, once you get into the Infinity Gauntlet and shit like that, where they can pretty much do whatever they want with these characters, then they'll probably bring him back or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Ben will come back. Like,
be like, wait, we actually have to cast an actor for Uncle Ben now. Shit.
Hey, I keep saying Kurt Russell should play Uncle Ben. That's like my top pick.
with an eye patch, too.
What would be great
snake,
is...
snake see, he got shot in his eye, so when he gets when he comes back to life, he has an eye patch on.
What would be great is somebody tries to bring back both Captain Rogers and Uncle Ben, and somehow they merge, and you get like Uncle Ben as Captain America.
You okay?
An eye patch.
With an eye patch. So Anita, what do you think of all the Spider-Man news? I mean, you called it, but what do you think?
I think I'm not really a fan of Spider-Man, so I'm just listening to you guys, and I'm just nodding along with, okay, yeah, that's great, that's great. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of Spider-Man. I'm sorry, but yeah, not a big fan. But you guys keep on going, keep on going. I find this all very interesting.
Okay.
I have a little bit. What is this crap? No, I'm just kidding.
We're talking about Infinity War and just how they're going to go bonkers with it. And there was a rumor this week that they're auditioning for Magus in Infinity War.
I know Curtis was losing his fucking shit when this was posted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast, you should know by now that basically the character that Curtis totally wants to fucking bone is Adam Warlock, because he won't stop fucking talking. And if you know anything about Adam Warlock, you know that the Magus is basically evil Adam Warlock. They're intrinsically linked together, and so if they're casting Magus, that means that Adam Warlock has to be involved somehow. So it's a pretty big deal.
The high to his Dr. Jekyll, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, that was the part of it that made me wonder if it was true or not, because I would think that you would just have the same actor play Adam Warlock and Magus.
Unless, that's what I thought so, too.
Yeah. They did say that they're having, like, two separate people for it, so it's entirely possible. I mean, who knows? Or it also...
But although, if this does end up being true, because I think this wasn't just, like, a rumor mill thing. This came from, apparently, like, a leaked casting call for Infinity War right now. And so I guess that gives it a little bit more credence, but if they are doing this, then that this just confirms even further that Adam Warlock is going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which is something that we were all figuring anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
I think too, you could hire someone to be Magus and they could still appear in Guardians 2 as Adam Warlock. So it's not like two are mutually exclusive either. Right. So,
yeah. Although what's interesting too is that they call the movies Infinity War probably because it sounds cool, right? But Infinity War actually was the sequel to Infinity Gauntlet, and everyone just thought, I mean, they're making Infinity Gauntlet, but they're just going to call it Infinity War. But Infinity War actually had Magus get his hands on the gauntlet, and he created, like, you know, like the evil doppelganger heroes, and that was part of this casting call too. So, like, there was a little part of me is thinking, did someone just read Infinity War and just post this online somewhere and be like, they're doing a direct adaptation?
Yeah, well, like, they're probably blending a bit of the two, I would imagine, so.
Yeah. Especially since it's two movies, right? So, I mean, like, they could really adapt both in one story.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that, though. I mean, Magus is cool. Adam Warlock's amazing. Bring it all on.
Yeah, I feel like they have a pretty loose idea of what they're going to do with the... I've always just felt like it feels like they're relegating their franchises. Like it's almost like they're saying, like, yeah, once all these movies are over, we're done. Like, but you know, that's not the case. I don't know. Yeah. I find myself laying awake at night pondering, like, the future of the Marvel movies in, say, like 10 years or so.
I just imagine, Corey, you just get up and stare into the night sky, and someone's like, Corey, what's wrong? You're like, fucking Christ, I don't know what they're going to do after Infinity War.
Yeah. Well, wait, what do you mean by that, though? Like, there's nothing they can do after Infinity War? Or you're just not sure where they're going to go after that?
Well, yeah, like, you know, they kind of had a fairly distinct plan of, like, these three phases. And, you know, they seem to have mapped out, you know, all the movies they're going to do and the characters they're going to introduce. But, you know, all the actors are aging, even, like, you know, the newest one, Ant-Man, Paul Rudd, he's in, like, his mid-40s, isn't he? And, you know, these guys aren't getting any younger, and, like, are they just going to reboot every single franchise in 10 years, or...?
Well, I think the nice thing about the comics, at least, is that there is a history of, like, multiple people using the mantles of, like, Ant-Man and Captain America and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in the comics, what's his name? Bucky. He's Captain America for a bit, so they could do that. Once Chris Evans doesn't want to do it anymore, and there's
I think they already addressed it, though, saying that eventually when these people literally, like, are so old that they can't do the roles anymore. Like, Kevin Feige's been asked this question a few times, and he says literally, he's like, "We'll just get someone else to play it." Or, like, they don't want to do a reboot of the universe. They just want to be like, "Well, we'll just hire someone else to do it."
Yeah, I agree. Because honestly, how many times? Yeah, James Bond changed how many times?
Yeah, and James Bond has survived. They can find a way to James Bond has gone through phases of good crap, good crap, good crap, which, I mean, hopefully doesn't happen to the MCU. But the point being is that the character will survive a recast. And I think that's what they want to do with it, is that just be like, we want to keep them for as long as we can.
Yep.
I mean, eventually all this comic book movie crap is going to come crashing down, and nobody's going to be as interested in it as they are now. But
hey, yeah, that's a good thing to be
interested.
Yeah, I know some people online have been like, I could see Marvel making money forever. I'm like, it's going to come crashing down eventually. I mean, you can't just keep doing.
They've gone bankrupt before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like
it'll happen in 500 years. That's when the MCU finally collapses.
Grunge first came out with, like, this is the best music ever. I can listen to this for the rest of my life, and then it's like grunge, pew, downhill. Everything happens in phases. I'm expecting it, at least. But hey, while it's happening,
I bet it's gonna be Scarlett Johansson's fault that she's gonna crash the whole thing.
No.
It's gonna be that Black Widow solo movie that's gonna crash the whole.
That's
movie,
it. You know? That's the thing. The Black Widow solo. They finally decide to make it, and then it's the worst movie ever. And then everyone just gives up. They don't even bother making another one after that. They're just like, nope, we're canceling the whole universe.
Or they do, like, a 1-2 punch of, like, her movie, and then they do a Hawkeye movie, and I was just like, no!
There you go, Corey. Now you know what they're going to do in Phase 4.
Like, there's mass suicides after a Hawkeye movie. People drinking Jonestown Kool-Aid and stuff.
I was going to say, I'm like, a lot of people were sort of saying, like, how when Guardians came out and was such a huge success, they're like, this makes Marvel invincible. I'm like, no. If they make a Devil Dinosaur movie, and that rocks the box office, you know that's invincible. But I guess I can't really say that anymore because Jurassic World, like, ate all the box office records that there could be. So I think, actually, they might be pushing a Devil Dinosaur movie sooner rather than later.
Fun fact, yeah, how did Jurassic that happen? World that was crazy.
I'm trying to push Carlos's buttons.
Yeah.
It gets like
it
gets 0.1 stars out of 5. That's how.
No, you don't get to give it stars. You gave it one Uncle Joey out of a million.
Yeah, that's how bad that movie is.
Just give it one BK nugget.
You know what? You're bad. I give you one Uncle Joey out of a million.
You know, after I saw that movie, I went home and I'm sleeping in bed and I'm like, I was thinking about how dumb it was having raptor soldiers, and I'm just imagining like raptors on the battlefield with like some kind of like heads up display thing over their eyes and like a gun in their hands, and they're just shooting people. This is so stupid. Oh, that movie. Anyways, Hugh Jackman, also known as Wolverine, because he's been playing that for like more than a decade.
One trick.
Yeah, keep making those checks for Hugh. He's
converted. Well, you know that he needs to cash some checks because he's appearing in that fucking Peter Pan movie that's coming out this year. He's like, God damn it, I got bills to pay.
What?
Yeah, he's like Blackbeard or someone.
Yeah.
He's Blackbeard, isn't he?
Really?
I love how this is the most excited Anita's been all podcast. She's like, Peter Pan.
She's like, oh my God, I got to see this.
And Captain Hook is, what's his face? Ernie, the big bastard
Ernie
from
Hudson? Oh my gosh.
No, Ernie Hammer, I think, is his name. Yeah. He was like the Lone Ranger, and yeah, he's playing like Captain Hook.
Okay. Ernie Hammer. I thought you said Ernie. I'm like, ball. Ernie Hudson's playing Captain Hook? Are you kidding me? This is the greatest thing I've ever heard. But no. Ernie Hammer. He was that guy. I think
really?
It's
really, but he doesn't look like a Hook kind of guy. He's
but he's like a Hook.
Okay. Army Hammer's just always made me laugh because the poor guy has been trying to like get a franchise for so long. Like, he was cast as Batman in that Justice League movie that fell apart, and then he's like, aww. And then he was trying to turn the Lone Ranger. Remember, they were trying to turn Lone Ranger into a thing. They're like, oh, this is gonna be a big new Western franchise, and then it blew up in his face. He's like, aww. And now he's appearing in that movie with Superman. I'm like, this poor guy just can't catch a fucking break.
My God.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty sad when Johnny Depp's more than you, and Johnny Depp just kind of flails around like a bit of a monster.
Johnny Depp's entire career is wearing funny hats. That's the cornerstone of his acting career.
And facial hair.
Fear and Loathing. His facial hair is terrible. It doesn't grab. It's all blotchy and.
It's like someone wants to tell him his facial hair is shitty, but
stop blowing
like,
your mic, Corey. Fuck.
Sorry.
It's like, stop blowing your mic, Corey.
Anyways, Hugh Jackman, X-Men Apocalypse. Of course, it's going to happen because he's in every X-Men movie. So.
Yeah, this isn't this. I'm like, this is surprising exactly.
To no one.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris Pine, who I know is one of Anita's crushes.
Crushes, but I don't think this is right. Okay, wait, sorry, continue.
Okay, anyways.
Introduce it.
Anita's the expert on Chris Pine, so we'll get her expert opinion in a second here.
But she's written a lot of essays on Chris Pine.
My thesis on why Chris Pine is hot, paragraph one. His eyebrows.
Paragraph one, look at all of these images I found on Google Images.
Yeah, that's it. Chris Pine, anyways, he might be the new Green Lantern. And there's also a rumor that the reboot of the Green Lantern franchise, if that's what we're calling it, will focus on multiple Green Lanterns, so not just Hal Jordan, but also Jon Stewart, etc. So, yeah.
Didn't they also say that Guy Gardner was going to be in it, too?
I mean, that's a possibility.
I think they said there was going to be, like, those three, and then the point was that it's supposed to be, it's really not one lantern, it was, like, the core.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah.
It could be.
I'm like, okay.
So, Anita, Chris Pine, expert extraordinaire, what do you think of
yes.
this? I still think that Green Lantern should be black. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. It really should be black. He really should be black.
It really should be black? Wow, just treat him like an object,
white
why don't you?
Like, when I think of Green Lantern, I think of the what's his name? The comic one. I have to look up his name.
There have been many ones in the comics. Like, there's been a lot of them.
Isn't John
talking about John Stewart?
I think you're talking about the African-American one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every time when I see Green Lantern, I think of him. And so I really think that, you know, we should have... I mean, I love you, Chris Pine, you know, and I hope that, you know, this totally doesn't ruin our future wedding in any way or any... But I just wanted to let you know that I think...
I don't know.
But I definitely do think that, like, you know, it would be nice to bring in some more different ethnic backgrounds on screen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Most definitely. And for Green Lantern as well. I think it would be more cool. Chris Pine, you're fine on Star Trek. Everybody loves you there and whatnot, even though you're... Oh, Captain, my Captain, you do play a great douchebag. But I think Green Lantern really should be one of those roles where it should bring in someone else of a different ethnicity background.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you would still get Jon Stewart in this movie, but Chris Pine would be in it as well. So really, if you think about it, you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yay!
You're getting Jon Stewart and Chris Pine.
Ebony and Ivory, right?
But Chris Pine would still be number one. They would still make him number one, like the star of the show.
She doesn't. They wouldn't make him. They wouldn't. If they were going to put both Chris Pine and generic black, whoever they cast as Jon Stewart, they're probably going to give top billing to Chris Pine.
Right? And then he's going to take on the leader.
I get what she's saying. I mean, like, I've always been of the mind, like, I know there's a ton of Hal Jordan fans, but, I mean, me personally, I think I have to be with I am going to throw you out the window next. I will turn this car around right now.
Carlos, what you don't realize is that my house is only two stories, so if you throw me out the window, I would actually probably be okay.
I'll take you to a larger building and find a higher window and then throw you out of it.
I would love to see that. You're just trying to coerce me into this large building. Cops are like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, sorry, this egomaniac's trying to throw me out a window. It's like, oh.
He's looking for Kev Kev. He's looking for a Kev Kev.
He's looking for Kev Kev.
Who's Kev Kev? Now I'm curious.
Kevin Feige. That's who he is.
Really?
Yeah. Kevin Feige, the main producer of Marvel movies. We call him Kev Kev on the podcast all the time. He's part of the mythology of the Three Angry Nerds podcast.
Well, he listens to our podcast, so.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay attention to these things, Anita. Yeah.
I do, but then I've never heard you call him Kev Kev before. Like,
not that accurate, really. There's four of us. Cute. Only one of us is really that angry right now.
I know, right?
Well, most of the times it's Carlos that's angry. And usually it's because they change like the first name of a character or something.
I have to fulfill the quota for everyone else.
That's true. He takes on the angry nerd for all of us.
Last week when Hamid called in or emailed in, we got a little angry at him, which is funny. That was probably one of our greatest moments ever on this podcast. Yeah. Anyways,
I heard that Hamid sent us something. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to Hamid in a bit. Rip that bong rip
right.
apart.
Hate crimes.
A dependent piece of
shit. And he's just like, I don't understand. I keep sending my resume to all these different places using my email address, but nobody's sending me a response back. It's a fridge.
I would love bong to see him apply for a job with his bongripper420@hotmail.com email address.
Yep.
Are you serious? goes. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, this guy, Hamid, he emails us every so often complaining about the podcast, and his email is bongripper420. So last week, I just went into a whole tirade about how he's like a drug-dependent piece of shit and how he should stop emailing us and get his life in order. Anyways.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Guy's got to have a hobby, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You have something to keep you going, right? And at least it's organic, you know. That's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of keeping us going, I also heard that our listener base, like, really shot up. Is that true, Curtis?
That is true.
Yeah. It did? Ooh.
In the four-digit number of listeners, so that's kind of something.
Woohoo!
Yeah, 1,500 listeners total.
Yay!
Like, exactly 1,500?
Sorry?
I said exactly 1,500?
Well, around that, I mean. I don't know the exact number, Carlos. Sorry if I didn't do the research, but, you know.
Yeah. Carlos, Kev would be so proud of you.
Curtis. Oh, my God. How did you get a degree in university? He's like, Google.
Actually, yeah, I went to what's it called? The
Phoenix?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. I'm actually just a glorified nurse, Carlos. That's what I haven't told you. Let's talk about Batman. So Chris Terrio is apparently rumored to write, and Ben Affleck's rumored to direct a 2018 Batman solo film titled The Batman.
Argo. Wait.
Yeah,
pretty is he going to direct and star in it?
That sounds like.
Well, I assume so. Yeah.
Unless he's like, I've just been cast as Batman, but I'm not going to play Batman in the Batman movie.
Just but I'm
that seems pretty far off. 2018, like.
But you know what's funny too is they had their whole slate of DC movies, and I was like, "There's no Batman movie in here." And me and Carlos, we were saying like how it's kind of funny because I think that they're waiting to see if any of their movies bomb. Like if Suicide Squad bombs, they're ready to throw a Batman movie in there, or if
like, Cyborg gotta make bombs, her pay back somehow.
That was their insurance.
Yeah, it's kind of like if one of these movies bombs, and I'm pretty sure at least a couple of these movies will bomb. I mean, I'm not
a couple. Yeah.
I got one. All of Cyborg.
Yeah.
Aquaman. I mean,
let's remember the Shazam. Last time a superhero movie franchise tried to set up a cinematic universe. TASM, you know,
I mean,
doesn't always end well, guys. You know, you can always try to
set especially up if you rush into it.
But, yeah. So I don't know. I want these movies to do well. That's the funny thing. It's like there's this common misconception that I hate DC, but I'm like, I want these movies to do well. It's just that I don't have a lot of faith they will do well. So, yeah.
Or that they'll be but done well.
I don't know. I think that's cool. Like Affleck, like he's a good director too. Like his films are. I guess he's made three, right? Gone Baby Gone, The Town, and Argo, and they were all like pretty solid films. And I like his look as Batman. Like I don't know. I think this could
that's the
be
thing,
a good
is that
one.
It's actually kind of interesting when this came out, and I was saying, I'm like, this is probably the safest. It's like, funnily enough, right? Because I mean, like, we talk about how they own, like, WB only cares about Batman and Superman. They don't like taking risks. I'm like, this is probably the safest movie that's actually going to be a good movie that they have on their slate.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree with Carlos.
Like, based on who is involved, you know what I mean?
Carlos is right. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I think probably what happened too is I'm sure Zack Snyder was like, hey, can I do a Batman film? And they're like, no.
No.
We'll have Ben Affleck do it. Yeah.
We'll take the Academy Award winner over slow-mo guy here.
The guy that likes to have a penis in all of his movies.
Yeah, big blue penis. I
just like, wait, I was going to, Watchmen's a DC movie, right? Can I have Dr. Manhattan in this movie? No.
Well, it's a funny thing.
Yeah, technically.
I was watching this funny YouTube video where this guy was like, this guy was funny. He had a British accent. He was laying out this greatly, like, it sounded like he was doing, like, a PhD thesis dissertation or something, but really he was just talking about how there's so many dicks in Zack Snyder movies. And it was really funny. It was just, he was going through all the movies and pointing it out, and afterwards I was like, wow, Zack Snyder really has this thing for dicks. So
Whoa, let's back it up here. All right. So Dr. Manhattan, obviously. What other dicks? I mean, like, 300 has a lot of, you know, underlaying. There's dicks in that?
You got baby penis in Man of Steel.
There's a little baby dick at the beginning, but it still counts, so, yeah.
Oh, it's just a baby, though.
Well, it's still a penis, technically.
I was still is it really necessary?
We're talking like
come on.
Like, big, veiny, triumphant. Never mind.
Now we know what Curtis
Thompson
is. 300. Pretty sure there was dick in 300.
There was a lot of homoeroticism in 300. I don't think there was any dick in it, though. There's some boobs.
There were boobs, yeah.
Maybe you could see like the faint outline of Gerard Butler's dick in the shadows during the sex scene, but that's probably it.
Yeah, that was him like teasing his entryway into dickdom. He's like, this is where I'm going to try the waters and see how
it goes. Exactly. I'm going to show you guys where I'm going next.
Yeah.
It's funny we brought this up, actually, because I watched the other night, just like on a whim, I watched the parody of 300, Meet the Spartans. Did you guys like ever hear of that? Or
really? Really?
It's not good at all. No, I found it on YouTube.
I'm ashamed just to hear that, Corey.
Shut up. anyway,
don't tell me how to live my life.
It's actually like, as far as parodies go, like, the guy's Gerard Butler, impersonation is pretty spot on, and like Kevin Sorbo's in it. It's not a good movie by any stretch, but like had a few moments that made me chuckle. They address the homoeroticism. They're like, yeah, here in Sparta, everyone's equal. And they're like, yeah, high fives for the women, open mouth kisses for the men. Like,
that was like 300. Speaking of homoeroticism, Dwayne Johnson, superstar, I guess, wrestler. He can now
in
add,
every movie ever.
Yeah, he
jabroni.
Can add the movie Rampage to his IMDb resume.
Yeah, good, I heard good about for him. This.
I just imagine there's gonna be a lot of shots of him like taking his sunglasses off and just being like, "Holy shit." That's just the end of the whole movie. Just him
giving the eye.
He's just like, I am totally going to make GIF-worthy stuff out of this.
Yeah. But I don't know if you guys ever played the game Rampage. I mean, most people did.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the movie's supposed to be about. Like,
there's going to be like an iconic shot in that movie where he's like punching the building and then just crumples down. He just falls and lands on his ass, and it's just
I was gonna say most of the humans that were in that game got eaten by the monsters. So I mean, like, is that Dwayne Johnson's role is to get eaten?
No, he's one of the monsters. He climbs up buildings and like punches them.
I was gonna say instead of making Rampage, what you should have just done is just make a movie where literally Dwayne Johnson playing himself gets turned into like a 50-foot monster and he just goes on a rampage breaking stuff. I think that would sell tickets.
Yeah, it's like not even CGI. It's just like him in a costume with some makeup that's all really shitty, and he's just walking around.
No, don't even make him a monster. Literally just make it a giant Dwayne Johnson going on a rampage.
The Rock, yeah.
Like in regular clothes.
I'm still like holding my breath if there's ever going to be like a good video game. And obviously this probably isn't the best source material to adapt, but yeah. Like, and even I'm reading about the Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender. I'm like, good actor, like cool story, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like no one wants to see that movie. Like,
no.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone
in
that.
Much but. Excitement about like, even from people that like the games, they're just sort of like,
yeah, I like the game. I like him as an actor. And I think the stories are like good in the games, but it's just like, I don't know. I just don't want to see it like rehashed on the big screen just for the sake of doing it. You know, like,
I feel like
there's an real opportunity to make good video game movies. I mean, really depending on the franchise that you pick, for example, not Rampage.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It just hasn't been done yet. I think it can happen. It just hasn't been done yet. Like I feel like the closest thing that I've ever seen to a good video game movie, like it's the closest thing, is probably something along the lines of Silent Hill, which was very good at getting the spirit of the game, especially because it used a lot of like the same sound effects and all the same imagery ripped straight from the game. But it just needed a lot of work in terms of being structured as a film. So I think the potential's there. It just hasn't been seized yet.
As I recall too, maybe, I don't know, I was younger when it came out, but the first Resident Evil movie wasn't terrible, if I remember correctly.
It was pretty bad.
It was like the 2000s.
It was bad, but yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it was like the early 2000s when everything sucked.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything sucked, so it was kind of like slightly less shitty.
So, yeah, so like you weren't hit with it as much because you were just so used to it back then.
Like, it wasn't like, even, I saw the Mario Brothers movie when I was a kid, and, like, when you're a kid, you like everything, but even I was like, holy shit, like, Mom.
What like, is this? I don't even.
What is this shit? Like, no.
Like, everything looks all grungy as fuck. Yoshi's a fucking velociraptor. I mean, what is happening?
Dennis Hopper's King Koopa.
And, like, Ron Jeremy's playing Mario. What is happening?
No, it's okay. Bob Hoskins. He's actually a really good actor. Like,
he has
Alzheimer's now.
I was just joking.
I mean,
wow, Carlos, too far. He has Alzheimer's, you know. He does, I think, or he has something.
He has something.
His Alzheimer's. Yeah. He's old.
He probably has a lot of hate mail for doing that movie.
Oh, there you go, Hamid.
A lot of regrets.
I wanted to
never mind.
Something else.
He's dead. Fuck. He died last year. The poor guy.
So I guess he's not really up to much these days.
Yeah, no.
He's too busy being dead. Yeah. He's like, I was waiting to make Mario Brothers 2. They never called me.
Yeah, I've been sitting on my couch for 20 years waiting for that call.
He's like, I thought we were also going to make a Who Framed Roger Rabbit sequel, but man, people just don't call me about these things.
That would have been a cool movie to make a sequel to.
Well, yeah, because it was actually a good movie. There was another thing, Curtis, that wasn't on your notey thing that I wanted to point out. It's just a small thing.
No?
Okay, fine. I won't point it out then.
I want to say, best video game movie is by far Wreck-It Ralph. There we go. I said it.
But that's not based on a video game, on an actual video game. It just takes the ideas of video games. It's not actually adapted.
Did you guys ever see the Double Dragon movie?
I think so.
Yeah, I saw it a few times when I was younger. It's so bad.
Double Dragon, like, it didn't make any sense because it literally smashed the meta level when there was an actual Double Dragon machine in the Double Dragon movie. That doesn't make any sense. How does that even happen? It's like, it just blew my mind.
So, Carlos, what do you want to tell us that's so important?
What?
What do you want to tell us that's so important?
Am I alone in hearing it like this? It's like, what happened to Curtis's voice?
Yeah, everything sounds crazy.
Everything sounds crazy?
No, it sounds better now.
Okay.
For like a few seconds, you were like, I am a robot.
Well, I am a robot. Carlos, how did you know?
God damn it.
So, do you guys ever talk to Cleverbot online? Cleverbot?
Yeah, I used Cleverbot. To talk to Cleverbot.
It's like an AI chat thing. You talk to a robot online.
Oh, really?
And when you're really lonely.
Yeah.
it actually,
or it's just like, shit, now they know what I do on Friday nights.
It's actually passed the Turing test, though. Like, it's, but I don't know. You talk to it, it's not that smart. It says some pretty dumb shit. Anyway,
okay, well,
onwards.
Interview Cleverbot on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do that sometime.
Cleverbot incoming.
I'll just say hi, I guess. Okay, I'm gonna ask it. What should be the title of this week's podcast?
It's like, yeah, live Q&A with Cleverbot right here. Totally off the cuff. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
So, anyways, Carlos, what was your important news?
Well, like I said, it's not that important, but just a little piece of news is that Leslie Bibb posted on Instagram that she is currently at. Where they're filming Captain America Civil War, if you know who that is. She is the chick who played Christine Everhart, that reporter from Iron Man 1 and 2. She is apparently in Captain America 3. So I thought, I'm like, oh, hey, minor character from the MCU making another reappearance. That's pretty cool. I don't know, I like that sort of stuff.
So Cleverbot has decided what the title of this week's podcast will be.
Oh, really?
What is it?
What?
Ponies.
Like
just
small
the
horses.
Word ponies?
Yeah, like a small horse.
Okay, oh. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Sure.
Thanks, Cleverbot. That was a great
interview. Did you say thanks, Cleverbot? Did you tell it thank you?
We should have a Cleverbot segment every single podcast where we like ask him a question. Or her. It seems to change genders fairly often. In
well, what should we
gender
ask
fluid
now?
Cleverbot.
Should we ask? Oh, I know what we'll ask it. What should we do about Hamid?
How should we handle this? Oh, another interesting tidbit about that, about the thing that I was just saying while that's while you're waiting for that response, is that in the comics, Christine Everhart worked for the Daily Bugle. So there's a whole bunch of people saying that now they have the Spider-Man rights back, that she might actually be working for the Daily Bugle instead of Vanity Fair. Again, another little minor thing that I would find would be pretty cool, but then again, I'm always fascinated by that sort of stuff.
I think I broke Cleverbot.
What happened?
I don't know, I'm trying to ask it something and it won't let me. What would you do to Hamid? nothing to Hamid. So that's very nice. That's very peaceful. Anyways, that was the cover portion of our podcast. Email us at 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com about your thoughts on the Cleverbot segment. I mean, we have 1,500 listeners, so that means 1,500 of you have nothing else to do with your time.
thanks for listening.
It could just be like,
thanks for having like nothing to do with your life, but listen to this podcast.
An insane asylum where they just like, everyone's like just on drugs and they just like wheel them into
the
room.
They listen to back issues of the podcast and our movie commentaries.
They're just all like drooling and staring off into space.
I have a bit of a feeling that like one day somebody's going to like come knocking on my door. It's going to be a cop. They're going to be like, are you the host of the Three Angry Nerds podcast? I'll be like, yeah. They're going to be like, well, this guy just beheaded a bunch of people. And when we found out what he was listening to, he was listening to your podcast. I'd be like, oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Why would you say yes?
Well, I can't lie to the cops, yeah. Anita. I mean, got
to
be.
I'd never own up to that.
Even I would never want to do that either. I'll be like, Anita, there could be like a million Anitas around here in Vancouver.
Are you trying to be racist, cop? Come on now.
Cleverbot just said that it loves me very much and I'm scared.
The Cleverbot?
Yeah.
Just because I host a podcast and I'm white, you think I'm...
I don't know where I'm But I'm going. Not white, Corey. You prick.
We didn't make this podcast dark wow. so fast. Speaking of cops, should we talk about the greatest cop show ever besides Law and Order, True Detective?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I was about to say RoboCop when you said that.
RoboCop's not a show.
I'm really waiting. I think, like, when True Detective ended, me and a couple of the guys that were on comicbookmovie.com, we did basically, like, a list of who we thought like the next season of True Detective should be. And I think I put like RoboCop as one of the choices. I was like, yeah.
Yay.
Batman.
Who we've partnered with. Yeah. It was like, it was some other like cop like that or something like that.
But, yeah. Sherlock.
Something like that.
No.
But true. No, maybe Sherlock Holmes and RoboCop season 3 of True Detective. It'd be great.
It hasn't gotten the most favorable reviews, but I don't know. And after I did read some of the criticism, I kind of like agreed that it seemed like there was a lot jam packed into the first episode and there was no really cohesive plot until around the end. But,
yeah,
like, I think like, I really like Colin Farrell in that. I think Vince Vaughn like would play that criminal character. Well, Colin Farrell just beating the ever living shit out of everyone is kind of and he's drunk while he does it too. So, you know, like that's good for the
drunk
good
family entertainment. Hell and just punching people out. He's like,
yeah.
And the dad and the bully was just by far one of like my most favorite things I've seen on TV in a long time. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah. What's the line, Curtis? The your mother's headless corpse. And
if you ever bully someone again, I'm going to come back here and butt fuck your father with your mom's headless corpse on this goddamn.
You're like, just what?
I was just like, oh man, this is great. This is just awesome.
I love being like, have you been drinking, Ray? It's like, what did they do with your shoes? Did they shit in them? Like, no, they stole them, but like, it's weird that your
they
head just goes
up.
There. They cut like, them up, yeah.
I kind of said that, like, I don't know, for me it was like, if, like, the segments with Colin Farrell were kind of like if John Hughes wrote a movie and then it was directed by David Fincher. It was just like, it just seemed so weird. It was also like, it was trying to be so homely and nice, and then it, at the same time, too, it's just, like, fucked up and just so full of, like, swears and violence. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty kind of, like, it was funny, but it was also kind of like, yeah, like,
I was just going to say, like, when I was watching it, I didn't read any of the reviews, but I did hear that the reviews weren't, like, they were pretty mixed or whatever, so I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm not going to lie, like, it felt disjointed at first, because, like, they introduced, like, basically, like, four major characters that all have their own plot lines that literally have nothing to do with each other, and I was sort of sitting there being like, okay... Where is this going?
Well,
like, I get, like, world building at first.
They tie them together in the end, but...
Yeah.
No, well, most... Yeah, in the end, but, like, it wasn't readily apparent for most of the episode why these characters were in the same show. Like, it felt like I was watching four pilots at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
like one about like, Colin Farrell, one about Rachel McAdams, one about Taylor Kitsch, and one about Vince Vaughn. I was like, I'm watching four pilots at the same time.
And I know, just like Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, like they just, like the first episode, just the chemistry between them, it was just like instant, like.
Yeah.
They clicked so well, and I wasn't feeling it very well. Like I felt.
Yeah, I was waiting for that moment where you see like the two characters that are together that you were going to follow, and I wanted to see that moment, but it wasn't there. Like, I'm not saying that the episode was bad at all. Like, I was interested in what was going on. I was paying attention, and I was saying is that it was readily apparent that this is doing the exact same thing that True Detective the first season did, was that it's very good at telling its story with visuals. Like how like the dialogue really plays second fiddle to, again, like what you're actually seeing happen, which is something that I really liked about the first season, but there wasn't that character relationship that was readily apparent at the beginning of the first season of True Detective 1, and that's something I really wanted to see more of. I was like, wait, there was like the very little,
no plot really, but it was just mostly exposition, just kind of like explaining, yeah, you know, their backstories, which in all fairness could be done, you know, throughout the season as they did with the last season. I will say to its merit, I really liked the new opening theme. It's T-Bone Burnett doing the music again, but it's a Leonard Cohen song from his newest album. Cool. I liked it. Yeah.
It was different. Like, it's totally different from what they did in the first season, which I kind of thought was great. And I think for me, like, what I thought about this first episode at least is that it seemed to me like they were trying to do a different structure, at least like story structure, than the first season, or at least the first like episode of the first season, where, you know, yeah, you get the two of them, they're kind of bonding, but like in this one, yeah, they kind of did it a little bit differently, where they had the three people or the four people and they're all setting up their story. So I don't know, I guess like I stopped kind of comparing it to the first season because I'm like, okay, they're probably trying to do it a little bit differently, like they don't want to do beat for beat like they did the first season. But I think,
well, I didn't say beat for beat. What I'm saying is that, like, it's still, I think a lot of people really bonded with the first season because there were those two characters that had that connection. Like, that was the core of the show. And I think a lot of people were missing that specific element, like not everything else. Like, I think a lot of people were thinking, is it going to be Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn? Is it going to be Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams? Like, who are going to be the two characters that are together and have that relationship that you saw Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey have, and they didn't get that, and I think that weirded a lot of people out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I have heard from some of the reviews that, you know, they get the episodes early, obviously, that the next few episodes are like a vast improvement over the first one. Again, not saying the first episode was necessarily bad, but it's a bit more cohesive.
I was going to say, because I'm not going to lie, when I went into it, I thought that it was supposed to be Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams investigating Vince Vaughn's criminal thing. Like, that's what I thought it was supposed to be. And I guess when you look at the end, that's what it could end up being. But I was sort of sitting there being like, when do these characters actually interact? And it didn't happen until like the last minute of the show. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for what it was, like, again, maybe it was just that, like, I was just so excited, I guess enthralled by Colin Farrell's character. I mean,
Curtis was on, like, the hype train!
Well, not really. I mean, I kind of thought that Taylor Kitsch's character could have probably done without being in the episode.
Or just not existed at all.
Yeah, what was that about? I'm like, okay, you've got a cop who, okay, a cop like who PTSD gets a blowjob from a chick, and then he can't get it up. And then he really wants to drive fast. I'm like, okay, what does this have to do with anything?
I would have loved it if they had maybe, like, just had it be, you know, Vince Vaughn and Colin Farrell, and you kind of develop, because apparently, it shows that these two have, like, some sort of history, right? So develop that and show where they both are at now, and then introduce the other two in the next episode. But, yeah, at the same time, too, it's like, I mean, you can do it either way, where you can just kind of get it all out of the way, and then hopefully now we can get to actually like them being together as, like, you know, whatever, trying to investigate this crime or what. So
I can see the sense in that they needed to sort of level out, like, because Colin Farrell's character, you know, like, he's just too much of a loose cannon to like can you see that guy leading an investigation or anything? Like, I'll Like, they need, like,
see him lead an investigation. He led it in a very enthusiastic manner.
Well, like, actually,
but they need, like, the straight characters too.
I like his character so much is like how he is so just black and white, and I think you'll probably see that develop where he's gonna be. I don't know. I think he'll be quite. I have this hope that he'll be an interesting character in that. His kind of black and white morality, he's just going to keep, you know, on that, like, even when he was, you know, giving shit to that kid, he's like, you're 12 years old, fuck you, you know, like, you know, he didn't care that this kid's 12, he saw this kid was being a little shit, right, he's just like, you're a terrible person, I don't care how old you are, but I can tell you're a terrible person. I thought that was actually really cool.
If anybody else noticed in both seasons, it seems like alcoholism plays a huge role in all the characters, like, because Cole, like, had a problem with it, and even, what was Marty, I guess, Woody Harrelson's character, like, says he's, like, he stopped drinking and stuff, and then in, this season, like, well, obviously, like, bringing Colin Farrell hitting the sauce, like, there's no tomorrow, and, Rachel McAdams' character, too, Taylor Kitsch is, like, he's got PTSD, I'm sure he's probably got some vices of his own, and...
Yeah, Viagra.
Yeah. Poor guy.
I think the main thing is, too, is that we're getting twice as many characters as we had, or main characters as we did last season. So I think, yeah, the problem that this season had was trying to, like, introduce them all. But like I said, hopefully they kind of just got it all out of their system. No, just move on.
They're like, all right, let's actually get to, like, the story or something.
The crow face guy or whatever it was, the crow mask. That's kind of cool.
I generally liked it. I mean, like I said, mainly I was just like, I just thought Colin Farrell's character was just awesome. Just like, this is definitely going to be like the rust of the season, where he's going to be the one that most people are really interested in.
Oh, yeah. I love Colin Farrell. I think he's like one of the best working actors today. Like, he's not in a lot of good movies. That's all.
No, that's kind of it too, right? Like, maybe it's also because, like, you know, I've seen him in movies like Seven Psychopaths and stuff like that, where it's like...
I watched that today, actually, yeah.
Oh, really? It's a pretty good movie, actually.
Really good, yeah.
And, like, you're like, shit, you're actually a really good actor. You just have really shitty choices in projects.
In Bruges, I guess, as well.
Yeah, in Bruges, good. He was in some good stuff. But I think, yeah, generally he's had some poor choices in film, so hopefully this will bump him up.
Yes. Poor call.
I guess we should move to emails.
Yes.
Anita's favorite moment of the podcast when we talk about
it. Exciting.
Right. Well, exciting. By the way, you guys.
He's like, I was not. She's like, I was not paying attention when True Detective was on.
Anita did not watch True Detective season 2.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, yeah, she's like, I saw the trailer, guys. Come on.
So, what did you think of the trailer?
Brownie points? Yeah. It seems like more, the quality of it actually just looks a little bit more than CSI, I have to say, which was impressive.
Okay.
Honestly, I was surprised to see Rachel McAdams, but every time when I see her, I feel like I should be watching some kind of drama movie. Like, okay. I can't really, I understand, like, you know, she's like in this very like cop driven environment position. But at the same time, like, when I see her and I see, like, the look and the expressions on her face, I'm just like, I feel like I should be watching some kind of heartbreaking movie right now. But I still love her. I love her work. I really do. But she's really ingrained in me as Notebook.
Well, once Chris Pine gets on True Detective, then you'll watch it for sure.
Her character's name is, if anyone noticed, her character's full name is Antigone, who is the...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
as the daughter of Oedipus Rex. If you're familiar with your...
ancient
Greek plays.
I wasn't going to bring it up because I figured nobody else would care. Because I'm like, I'm an English major, so I notice shit like that. But I'm like, I didn't think anyone else would care.
But is anybody else named after characters of the Antigone era?
Her sister... what's her sister's name? Carlos? Her sister has a name based on, like, shit, I don't know.
Starts with an E, doesn't it? Like
that. Her name is just Porn Star.
porn star. Yeah. That's what you name your child.
Webcam girl. Like,
well, yeah, I thought I recognized her.
That's interesting that her name is actually Antigone. Okay. I did not know that. But that's cool.
And now you know. And knowing
now
is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
What?
Oh, I see Carlos was chatting with Daniel Panabaker on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, it says
that you was. On.
You were?
What did you ask her, Carlos?
Oh, I did. I did, but she didn't reply, so whatever.
Ooh, what'd you ask?
Do you know how major your role as an antagonist is going to be?
Well, she was that. She was said to ask questions about the second season, bro, so I did.
She probably just skipped over. She's like, I don't want to talk about that.
I thought you were going to, like, ask her to the prom or something like that.
What? No. Although I did see someone ask, are you single? I'm like, come on, guy.
No, Corey. He was going to ask Chloe from 24. He actually has her number.
Oh, my God. Really?
No. No. She and I have texted before.
I used to, like, hate the faces she'd make.
I was just like, I'm just going to text Marilyn Rice Cub. People's like, wait, what? And I'm like, Chloe from 24. And they're still like, what? And I'm just like, hey, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, nothing. Just chilling with my kid. And I'm like, oh my God, she actually sent me a response.
Remember the guy, Chloe's like, there was another like computer guy, like the big fat guy. He's a really bad actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget his name, but he got poisoned in one season.
Yeah, he died, got killed by nerve gas in season 5.
Nerve gas, nerve gas that killed Samwise there. But
yeah.
Remember that guy? Like, worst actor. No, it was. It was Sean Astin, played a character. I wish, man. I would rip shit up with that guy. Like, we go to a buffet and just watch a meet.
Remember that time you got killed by nerve gas? Whoa.
You remember that? What was that like to get written out of the show? Like, that's probably the only acting gig you'll ever get. What are you going to do now, man?
Nerve gas guy. That's my biggest role.
If those characters like, tonight we're going to boff. Like, you're going to come over to my house tonight and we're going to do it. And he's like so excited. Then like nerve gassed.
He's like, how did I fall for this again?
We like nerve gas in real life. Be like, ha ha. We're going to jail now. For a long time.
Remember the 2000s when a show like 24 was considered the best show on TV? Walls.
24 was a pretty good show back in the day.
24 is awesome.
I just think nowadays there's like so much good TV nowadays that it's like you look back on some of these shows and like you can definitely see it's like, okay. I mean, I like 24, but at the same time too, I kind of laugh at like the format of the show and how it was like, I don't know. Maybe it's just that I see it with those, you know, not that rose-tinted glasses, I guess.
Is he gonna make, what are you trying to say, Curtis? You're trying to say that I'm blinded by nostalgia?
That's exactly
what I will throw you at the... No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. When's he going to make a Goonie sequel? That's what I want. I want a Goonie sequel with them all grown up. That would be amazing.
Are most of them still alive? Are they all still alive?
Well,
yeah, I think so.
Corey, you know.
Corey Feldman's still alive, eh?
The guy that played Chunk's still around. Fat anymore. Like, that's the weird thing. He's, like, skinny, so that would be really weird.
You can still, like, he'll do, like, the truffle shuffle if, like, people ask him to do it still. Like, I think he's, like, a legitimate, like, he's a lawyer or something now. Like, but
yeah.
People are like, do the fucking truffle shuffle. He's like, okay.
I just love,
I'm a joke.
For, like, you know, someone's like, we know you've been asking for it, us to bring back the film franchise that you've all been waiting for, and it just, like, this, like, title comes on screen, it's like, The Goonies 2, and then just Sloth appears, he's like, hey, you guys!
Oh. Wonder whatever became of Sloth.
I asked my parents, I was like, is that what he looks like in real life? And my parents were like, yeah, that's what happens when you get dropped as a child.
Would have been like the darkest ending ever. You know how like they get out and like they have the have those jewels and they're all happy and stuff. If like Sloth came out after he saved the day and the police are just like, Jesus Christ, shoot on sight, and just like laid him out, like just pumped him full of bullets and like.
That's how the real ending like, should have been. Carlos, can you do fanfic where you redo the ending of Goonies? Swear so often.
Goonies.
No.
Come on, Carlos. Or do a sequel to Goonies called Goonies 2, Sloth's Revenge, where Sloth goes full evil and just tries to murder all of them. There we go. That's
a decent idea.
All right.
No. No, I don't want to. What would I get for it?
You're the fan fiction expert on this podcast. I was expecting you to rise to the occasion. I'm a little disappointed.
Well, we can't all get what we want, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What was that?
Someone just got fired. Wait, what?
Who got fired?
Who got fired?
Anyways, guys, I have to kind of get going here. I'm sorry. Quickly, are there any funny emails before I go?
Okay, you want a funny email?
I want a funny email. Well, or unless you guys are going to tear what's his name a new one.
Is that what you
want? I don't even know who this guy is, but
I don't even know who this guy is either.
Carlos, why don't you fill them in?
What's the dealio? You got 5 minutes.
What's the deal with what?
With
Hamid. Hamid.
Oh, with Hamid, that guy. Okay, so wait, didn't we already talk about Bong Ripper 420 or whatever?
Oh yeah, where he's
we already gave him the deal earlier, Curtis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man.
He's just releasing anger because he couldn't find a job or something because his email is something bong.
So, okay, we should read the Hamid email first just because we've been hyping it all podcast. So, Hamid says, "Hi. I listen to podcasts, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it not. Why do you not talk about Batman Arkham City, new Batman game? Also,
can you
please say nice things about DC? Thank you, Hamid."
Did he not listen to the latest episode where we, spent half the podcast razzing this guy?
I technically haven't even posted that one yet, so...
Wonder. Sent you guys a Why didn't nice you post email. It yet?
Well, because I've been lazy, Carlos. I've got shit to do.
Curtis. Oh, that's so funny.
Our 1,500 listeners nice are probably wondering what the hell
him.
Is going on.
I don't
on.
Know why you guys are bugging him. That was a nice email from him. Although the next email that you guys probably get will probably not be nice when he hears
After this, yeah, shit show.
After this, yeah.
Yeah, Adrian. This next email is going to be a disaster.
You're on so much drug, you can't even realize that the real Batman game that just came out was Arkham Knight, Arkham City.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, why don't you talk about the new Batman game, Arkham City? I'm like, is it 2011? Whoa, man.
Yeah, like, come on, Hamid. Stop smoking.
Hamid missed a few years.
Get your fucking life in order, you piece of shit.
Now I'm just imagining, Hamid, showing up, what is it, fucking Kyle Reese, the Terminator, and asking, somebody being like, what year? That's Hamid right now.
What's the new Batman game? Actually, I guess I should answer. I don't know if any of you guys have played the new Batman game, but it's pretty fun.
I don't have a PS4 yet, so.
I have not, and most likely I'm not planning to play. But I'm looking into this True Detective thing, though. Huh?
Okay. That's what we asked for. Is that, you're True Detective.
Yay.
She's like, I'm going to watch the trailer again.
I'm going to watch the trailer again. Yes, I am. Anyways, I have to get going. You guys continue. See you guys next week.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye,
Anita.
All right. Yeah.
You sexy fox, you. Is she gone? No. Yeah.
Now she is.
Best thing I've heard all podcast.
What's going to be great too is now she's probably going to be like... She's going to be, stuck with you in her head, throughout the week. Her boyfriend will be, making out with her, and she'll just be like, Corey, be like, who the fuck's Corey? It's what the guy I podcast with?
Yeah.
He drinks moonshine and eats spicy Indian
A love
foods.
Story blooming on the Three Angry Nerds podcast.
Well, we set a precedent, Carlos, when we tried to hook you up with Christy, so...
Yeah, it didn't work.
Well, it's still in progress, Carlos. I mean, don't write it off just yet.
mean, you have. I don't know, man. You said the wheels were in motion. There were no motion, Curtis.
Like, Carlos, where are you going to take Christy on a date? Like, what would you guys do?
Mexico. We're going to go get some BK nuggets.
Carlos, I'm asking you seriously. Like, where would you take a date? Like, I'm kind of curious.
Where would
you take a date?
Shit. I don't know. I need like, to think about it.
Jurassic World? No.
I don't.
Dinosaur nostalgia?
If they said they wanted to see I probably asked them something. Be like, can't we both decide what we're going to do? Or is that not right?
But what if she's like, I want you to make up your mind because I'm lazy.
Okay, well, if she says that, then I would make that decision then. But the first thing I would probably say is be like, let's try to mutually decide on something. But if she says, just fucking pick something, then I would just fucking pick something. If that makes sense.
Wow. Who would have guessed, like, the host on a video game podcast would be socially inept? Like, I never would have...
Shut up, Corey!
Oh, man. We won't get into, like, the stories, but yeah.
Yeah. Not getting into that again.
Speaking of not getting into that shit again, Marianne asks, what's the one summer movie that you're looking forward to that's still in summer? That doesn't really make sense grammatically, but yeah. She's asking what movie we're looking forward to that's still a summer release movie.
Wait, it has to be a summer release?
Yeah. Shit. I know Carlos is. I really know what Carlos is looking forward to.
What is it?
Fantastic Four. Right, Carlos? Fantastic Four? Come on. No? All right, how about Corey?
The new Magic Mike movie. I don't know. I'm not really looking.
We already know, like, what Corey already said what type of dick he prefers. Like, he was getting very specific. So,
Really hyped up for was Mad Max, and I saw it when it came out, and I loved it. So that's it for movies for me this summer.
That's it. Tom Hardy. That's all I need.
What? You're not excited for Genesis?
Genesis currently has a 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, which really is more than I thought it would have. So,
really?
Yeah, 17%.
I feel so, validated in my belief that this movie would be utter shit.
The previews are just brutal. Like, everything about it is brutal.
Hey, to brutal. Be fair, the 17%. There's only they've only have 6 reviews so far.
Let's see who's reviewed it.
Yeah, I can't see it skyrocketing though. Like it's
all of a sudden those are the 5 bad reviews that it gets. Everything else is just perfect.
Variety, The Wrap, Hollywood Reporter. I mean, these are not lowbrow outlets. These are actually pretty well established ones. So, oh boy, wow.
This is basically exactly what I thought was going to happen when I saw the first trailer. Let's be honest. Like, when I saw that first trailer, I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I could not figure out what was happening. I'm like, what? 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 They're simply like, because, like, the time paradoxes were just piling on top of each other. And I'm like, maybe the movie will make sense, but apparently that's not what happened.
Yeah.
And, like,
sorry.
Well, I guess Jason Clarke was sort of like a bankable star when he was cast. He hasn't really... I guess he was in the Planet of the Apes movie, but he hasn't been like, I don't think he's become the huge star people thought he might become. The idea of him like as John Connor becoming like a robot sort of, or like, I don't know.
Really bad idea.
I was just shaking my head quietly and.
I feel like there's 3 stories going on at once. Like, just from the trailer, like, obviously I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm just saying, like, so they have, they're trying to reset the timeline again, then...
For, like, the 500th time.
There's also, like, John Connor's now evil, and there's, like, they're also trying to, like, use Arnold Schwarzenegger to kill another Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, you need to pick one of these things and make the movie about that, not like all three happening at once.
I'm going to lay out why I think the Terminator franchise should just die and never be touched again. So in the first one, you know, he's evil. You know, that worked, right? That was, you know, obviously good for what it was.
The unstoppable kill machine, yeah.
Yeah, and like the second one was great because it flipped it on its head, right? Where it's like, you think he's evil, but now he's not. And now every movie afterwards is just basically like, how can we like play with your expectations? But it's like, I don't know. I honestly don't need anything to be toyed around with anymore with this franchise. I mean, I saw the evil Terminator and the good Terminator, and I felt both of those worked well as two films. They really did work well. And I mean, hypothetically, if you watch those two films, you can just assume that everything worked out just fine for, you know, the or Connor and whatever, right? Like, you can just imagine they just run off into the sunset. Like, I don't know. I feel like these movies just try to tamper with this shit. It's like, you don't need to. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, it wrapped up things. And even, like, Terminator Salvation wasn't, like, a great movie, but, like, I don't know. I thought it was a serviceable, like, action film, like, that could have probably even separated itself from the Terminator franchise, and I don't know. I feel
that
like that's
the thing. Here's the thing about Salvation.
The only direction they could have gone with that franchise, though, because they can't like just keep going back in the past and like changing things, you know? Like,
well, not according to Genesis. Not. No. I was gonna say. Here's the thing about the Salvation, though, is that it came out in 2009, and I only saw it once in theaters. But I had never seen it again until this year, and I remember in my mind thinking that I enjoyed it for what it was when I watched it, but I had never gone back to watch it again. And then just sort of like on a whim, a few months ago, I watched all four Terminator movies again, right? So I was like, all right, one and two were just as good as I remember. They were great. And I was like, three is really not that good. And then I watched Salvation. I watched Salvation, and I hated it. I was like, I remember actually liking this movie on a certain level. What the hell happened? And I was watching Salvation. I'm like, no, I way prefer the third one. And now, just looking at Genesis, I'm like, again, the trailer just had me slack-jawed because I was like, how don't understand how this movie's even happening? And I don't think that the Terminator franchise necessarily had to be killed off. I think the idea in 3 of actually seeing the Rise of the Machines and like being part of that moment, I think that could have been a really good movie, but they just didn't do it right. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that actually could have been quite a unique thing for the franchise to do, but then they screwed it up. And ever since then, the franchise has just been sort of like, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? What do we do now? And it just has not recovered.
I feel like there should be, like, rules in movies where it's like, if you're not James Cameron, you're not allowed near the Terminator franchise. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You see that thing, that video they came out with this where they were like, they carted James Cameron out. And he's like, I really liked it, guys. He's like, it's going to be good, I swear. Yeah.
Also, too, I like that on the poster, they pretty much spoil that John Connor is a Terminator. And not seeing the film, I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be, like, something they're not going to, you know, show until, like, near the end of the movie. Like, it's going to be, like, a really, you know, sad.
Yeah, I think that was the supposed to be the movie's big twist, and the marketing team fucked it up. Because they showed it in the latest trailer.
They showed it in the previews, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet the guy fucking making the movie was like, are you kidding me? That was my big reveal. Are you kidding me? And marketing team was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, Adam Taylor continues his streak of bad movies.
Well, do you remember the movie Quarantine, the remake of that Spanish movie Wreck? They actually, in the trailer, they showed like the end scene of the main character like being killed, basically, like in the trailer.
Wasn't that with Deborah Morgan, Jennifer Carpenter? Wasn't that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that trailer, and they showed her dying at the end, and then you watch the movie and realize, wait, that actually is the last shot of the movie. Wait, what?
Yeah, they're thinking.
I probably could have guessed things weren't going to turn out well for her, but like, come on.
But like to actually show the closing shot and then be like credits, like okay. Although I guess to be fair, if you want to get technical, Captain America: The Winter Soldier did that. They showed the final shot of the movie, but we didn't know that was the final shot of the movie in context, right? I just don't understand why marketing teams for movies just have like basically free reign and like they have no, they don't talk to like the people that actually make them. They're like, they show the marketing team the movie and they're like, all right, figure out how to sell this. They're like, okay. Like, I don't understand that at all.
Anyways, back to the email, the one about asking us what our favorite we're looking forward to. I'm just gonna say Ant-Man because it's Marvel.
I'm gonna say, yeah, probably Ant-Man. That's probably my answer too.
I mean, I'm really morbidly curious about Fantastic Four. Like, I'm kind of curious, like, what's it like? I mean, part of me's like, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be terrible, but I kind of just want to see, just like, find out for myself. So,
I think they have like a, they have a bit of a stronger cast with this one too. So, hopefully they learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Nope, it's going to be terrible.
Scott,
probably.
If you had to remake one movie, what would be the director and cast that you would choose for your remake?
Wait, he didn't actually ask us what movie we'd be remaking.
Yeah, he's
asking, I think that was
what movie you would remake, and what director and actor you would choose.
Well, I'm saying if you read that, okay, I'm just being a grammar nuts, okay, but whatever, I get it. So we have to pick a movie to remake and the director.
I guess
and the lead actor.
Primary actors, just so you don't, like, go off, like, you know.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to cast Man 2 and Person at the Hot Dog Stand. And like, no, okay, I get it.
Yeah. He didn't put that in the email, but I'm putting that in. I'm imposing that.
Okay.
All right.
I'd have to think about this.
Okay. Corey?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. Give me 2 seconds here. You jog my memory.
I wouldn't mind The Thing being remade or even like a sequel, but like
you have to
keep doing that.
But no, I that movie was terrible. I'm in my mind, they're just forgetting that one. And they would, you get the guy that did.
No, you have to keep Mary Elizabeth Winstead. This is not negotiable, Curtis.
Carlos, I told you that one's not canon. We're forgetting that one. That piece of shit.
No, but I'm just saying is that Mary Elizabeth Winstead, you have to keep her.
Okay, so
even if you cast her as a different character, you just have to keep her in the movie.
So I would get the guy that directed The Guest to direct that, because he was actually, that was actually a pretty decent horror movie, I guess. Adam Wingard, I get him to direct, and oh boy, I'd have Tom Hardy star. You know, like, I feel like Tom Hardy could, like, you could buy him as being like a badass that lives in the Antarctic. You know.
Yeah, kind of the Kurt Russell character, the the chopper
pilot. Yeah. Like a sequel, I'm like
McCready.
I feel like a great like sequel to that movie would actually be like that shape shifting alien actually making it to like a big civilization, and just turns into like this like crazy like alien invasion story and just kind of goes crazy out of hand. I feel like that
would be cool. You know the Thing video game that came out for PlayStation 2 is considered actual canon by like John Carpenter. Like he says that's
he actually signed off on the story on that game. I remember when that happened and I was like,
and MacReady's still alive at the end or whatever his name is. Yeah, it was Childs that was Thing, I guess, in the end. Kurt Russell's been living in Antarctica somehow for the last like 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. He survives for like a couple months until like the new team shows up.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's
funny because like we're planning on doing this thing on YouTube where we're going to talk about like our top horror movies. And like when I was like writing my picks, I'm like, Thing is definitely on this list.
Oh, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can agree with all of that. I'm like.
Carlos, do you have something for us? Like a movie you want to remake?
Well, I don't know if this would be the number one movie. Like, I'd have to think about it. But just because we were just talking about it, honestly, I would like to remake Terminator 3 and actually make it good. So, first of all, James Cameron's fucking directing it so that, like, it doesn't suck.
Okay.
And wait, does it have to be, like, we're remaking it, like, now? Or if we, like, went back in time to remake it when it was made? Or is that just not specified?
Is that what you're asking?
Like, am I making this movie in 2001, or am I making this movie now?
Oh gosh, Carlos, you're just breaking this thing apart. Yeah, sure, you're making it now.
Okay, making it now. Okay, so like we're just starting over. I'm trying to think.
2015.
Okay, so who would I have as John Connor then?
because obviously we have Arnold, because Arnold could still do it.
There's someone different played John Connor in every single movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. Yeah, Long, John Connor's never been reprised.
Nick Stahl. Yeah.
Bring back the guy that
Christian Bale. Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
He's had some troubles, I think.
Yeah, he's gone through a rough patch. Like, it reminds me of like, you remember, you guys heard about that story about Jake Lloyd who played Anakin?
Yeah. Oh my God, he looks rough. Looks like a gangbanger.
He got
now.
Roughed up. Someone, so I posted this picture on comicmovie.com, a picture of him, like someone photoshopped him pod racing, and like in the back you just see a highway full of cops chasing after him. It's awesome. <That's funny. laughs> I'm like, this is what's happening. Who would I? Oh my God, I'm trying to think. Fuck. This is causing me a lot of stress. You're gonna have to give me a couple minutes to think about this.
I don't know. I have a weird, my pick's a little different. Cause I don't know, like, I'd obviously, like, any movies that I really like, I'd probably not want to see remade. But, one movie I always thought it was okay, but it, like, there was a Russian version that was much better and the source material was great, was, Solaris, which was made by Steven Soderbergh and had George Clooney in it. It came out. Yeah. It's a really, interesting take on sci-fi, but I think it could have been done a lot better. I'm not saying Soderbergh's like a bad director, he's not, but I don't know, I'm trying to think like someone who could put a bit more of a like dark ambiance in it. Director's not really coming to mind. No.
Well, you know,
but I don't know, that's a movie I'd like to see remade a bit more faithful to the source material. If you've ever read the book,
oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think of this until now. Fucking Anita, thank you. Chris Pine. I'm gonna have fucking Chris Pine play John Connor. God damn it, why didn't I think of this before?
Yeah, let's just throw him in everything.
Let's put him in fucking everything. So we're gonna have Chris, okay, we're gonna have James Cameron direct it. We're gonna have Chris
Pine.
He's
the new Spider-Man.
John Connor, Terminator 3. We're gonna make the fucking Rise of the Machines actually good. And I'm gonna put Rachel McAdams in it as someone. I don't know who, but as someone. There, that's my movie. I guess she could, even though aren't her and Chris Pine like similar in age? But how old is
Rachel? You're talking about a movie with time travel. You can make it work.
That's true.
Okay,
you know,
I
want to
see
them. Rachel McAdams is Sarah Connor, and Chris Pine is John Connor, and I don't give a fuck. That would be an awesome movie.
Make The Exorcist with Miley Cyrus there.
That'd be actually kind of great.
Yeah, her tongue's like out, and
she's just twerking all over the place.
Twerking down the stairs and puking up pea soup and then like for the priests they just hire two like, you know, two guys that would never be priests, like two of the like hunkiest actors they can find with like,
a whole
Southern California accents. Yeah. I read an actually pretty funny article about Entourage about how it's like this just a big joke on the actors, like how they just cast like the worst actors they can find, and I don't know. It was on Cracked, I think.
That show's kind of funny because like a lot of people hate on it, but the funny thing is it actually does pretty well. I mean,
yeah, I was really into it for a few seasons, but I don't know. I was Ari Gold, Jeremy Piven's character is just like the entire show for me, really. Like,
my favorite episode was the one with Bob Saget in it. It was probably like the top.
I like how Sasha Grey was in the, actually the last, if you're well-versed in the porn world.
Well, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you probably are. I mean, I'm making a safe assumption.
But what else do you have to do? I mean, like, with your life? You're listening to the podcast, man.
Yeah. Probably go on Chatterbait, listen to this podcast at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's like podcastception right there.
I remember the one time we were jokingly like just going through Chatterbait. We found that guy and he was dressed as Batman while his ugly girlfriend was on the treadmill and he's eating a whole can of peas and carrots. And
like the biggest can you've ever seen of peas and carrots.
It was probably like around like 4 or 5 pounds of peas and carrots, and he's just like eating it, talking about like world peace and shit while his ugly girlfriend's on a treadmill. And like the worst part was, people actually were donating money to them. So deep down, some guy's getting off on that. It's just like, it's terrible. It's terrible. Right. We got one more email, and then we're wrapping this shit up.
Oh, we only have one more?
We have one more, Carlos. I mean, what do you want?
Oh, I'm just asking.
To send us 20 emails? I don't know. I mean, we have 1,500 listeners. They have to warm up to you, Carlos. They have to, like, feel comfortable about you.
How are they supposed to warm up to me when you don't post the episodes because you're too lazy?
Well, Carlos, I have a life to live.
Got a point. So,
you know. Actually, funny enough, I will be posting both episodes tomorrow. So, you know, good behavior. But it's funny. I was looking at, like, who's looking at our episodes. And I'm pretty sure, like, most people, when they go to our website and they see some of the episode titles, they probably just have this morbid curiosity, like, how did they get to that episode title? Like, I kind of need to know now.
Clever bot.
Yeah. Like, that's kind of, like, the fun about this podcast, right? It's, like, you don't know how we got to that title, but you kind of want to find out. Like, you kind of want to be like, shit, what did, like, how did they get to that point? You know, Scott was the last email we did. We did Scott's email. Never mind. Last one's from Brandon. Brandon asks, if you had to have one music album play during your funeral, what would it be and why?
One music
album. I know exactly. The Lola versus the Power Band album by the Kinks. Okay. Hands down.
Wow. That's it. Corey just fucking knows.
I love that album. I listen to it front to back for the rest of my life.
You can tell that's like, you know, in his will already. You know, it's just like, have this album ready on standby.
Yeah, I'm going to go out in, like, a blaze of glory, though. Like, I have this plan. Like, I'm going to be, like, in the hospital dying, right? And my, you know, all my loved ones are all around me, and there's all these people around. Like, you know, it'll all be over soon. And I'm like, that's what you think. And then I, like, pull off the sheets, and I've just got, like, bombs strapped to me, right? Just beep. Boom. Like, blow up the entire hospital.
And now that Corey has been, now that we've been flagged by the NSA,
yeah, oh, that's not for like till I die. That is like another 5 years or so. Like,
yeah, technically they can't prove shit, right? So,
yeah,
yeah,
it's not like you have the bombs just yet, right? I guess I have. I feel like Carlos's answer is probably going to be like a soundtrack to a movie. I'm pretty sure.
That's the thing. I'm like, all I know when it comes to albums are movie and video game soundtracks, and I'm sitting here being like, wait, I know.
Okay.
What if I have the awesome mix from Guardians of the Galaxy?
There you go.
I actually like that. Like, I love those old Motown songs and stuff. I thought that was
the soundtrack. Yeah, no, that's totally what it would be. The awesome mix. Awesome mix from Guardians. There you go. See, that's real music, right? Real songs or whatever. But it's still from a movie.
You seem to have found a loophole, Carlos.
Yes, I have. Exactly. So I was like, yes.
I just imagine, like, Carlos, you're in a cask, and it's like playing Hooked on a Feeling. It's the most out of place song. It's like, he's not hooked on anything no more.
The only thing he's hooked on to is that coffin.
Yeah. It's like, he's not hooked on life, that's for sure. I'd probably say Weezer's Blue album. I would love for that to play in my
life. That's a good album.
Yeah. I just feel like that would just be, like, my funeral in general. It would just be kind of, like, lazy, kind of, like, anticlimactic, like, no one would give a shit. And that album pretty much encapsulates that, so, yeah.
Well, I sort of want to tack this on. I know we want to wrap up soon. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones at all?
Yeah.
See, I don't watch it. Like, I've watched maybe two episodes, but I always, like, read all the friggin', like, news feed things about it, and, like, I feel like I have watched the entire season. So, like, Jon Snow's dead. Like, where is he?
Well, technically in the books, we don't know, because the sixth book, which...
He's been writing it for 17 years.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet, so... We're actually at the point now where there's no book spoilers. I mean, you're all caught up to date with the books right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, funny thing is like, I know people, like, friends and coworkers and such, like, so wait, is he actually dead? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I read the book, but
I can't see if he is. I can't see him staying dead. Like, no, I don't know. I think he was too pivotal a character to like. And I know they dash out characters like quite a bit on that show, but I don't know. Yeah, I think he's special.
Dan and Dave, the guys that run the show, they're like, yeah, he's dead, but that doesn't rule out that he could get revived or whatever. So,
yeah, they're making quite a big deal to like affirm, you know, to everyone that he is dead, like so much so that makes me think he's not dead. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so you guys try too hard.
I think the rule of thumb on that show is like, unless you see their head like come off, then maybe they're not dead.
What I want is like for him to come back and kill that little brat, like that kid that was just being such a prick in the last few episodes. I forget his name, yeah. But he's just like
the one that stabs him at the end.
Yeah, like that kid's
Ollie or
prick. Yeah, Ollie. Like I want him to come back and like the first thing he does just goes up to Ollie and just fucking like punches him in the face and just stabs him like just fucking crazy. So
takes him up to the top of that wall and tosses him off.
Like, what were they saying when they killed him? It was like.
For the watch.
For the watch. For the watch, motherfucker.
Watch this, asshole.
Anyways. Yeah, we should wrap up this podcast. You can go to our newly revamped website. It's now just 3angrynerds.com. It actually looks pretty decent now. Email us at 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know
unless you're
what
comedic.
You think Carlos's idea of a date should be. Like, what should Carlos take his dates on? Like, what should he do with them, you know? Like,
or ask Cleverbot,
Because apparently I don't know. And Corey has to fucking insult me because of it, you fucking dick.
Well, that's right. Keep on edge, Carlos. Also,
Jay, keep me on my toes.
I have like prominently featured our two movie commentaries, so if you want to watch Crocodile Dundee or The Expendables 2 and listen to us talk about it at the same time, I mean, there's that option for you.
And one day we'll do more movie commentaries. One day.
We're planning one. I think we're going to do movie 43 next because that movie was utter trash. I think we were talking about it last week, but it's just like that movie's utter trash, but it has such a great cast. Like, if you were to, like, put that cast...
That is the biggest movie. Cast I've ever seen in a movie. I still don't know how they managed to ring all these people into it.
Yeah. Like, did just everybody owe this director a favor or something? Like, what was the deal? Like, anyways, we'll save our thoughts for the movie do the commentary, but that's probably our next one, I would imagine. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I don't know, give Corey some Indian recipes so he can make more spicy food. I don't know.
No, I just bought it from M&M Meat Shop.
Okay.
I just nuked it, so.
I'm kind of curious what M&M Meat Shop butter chicken is like.
That's not bad. The rice left something to be desired.
Okay. Oh, do we still have the Room commentary up? Because that movie's fantastic.
And read my fanfic. Yeah.
Tommy Wiseau actually did, he was at the Rio like years ago. I had a chance to go see him and he did like a Q&A before they showed the Room, but I didn't get to go.
It's funny because
anyway,
it was just, it is utter trash, but like, I don't think he really understands that people watch it just because it's so terrible. I think he just still is like, hey, people,
I think he gets
people
it now like and he just yucks it up for like sake of, like he makes a lot of money just from like showing up to do like Q&As and stuff now. But James Franco apparently is adapting, like, the guy who played Mark in the movie wrote a book about the movie being made, The Disaster Artist. And James Franco is, like, making the movie and starring as Tommy Wiseau.
Wow.
He's got the eyes for it, I guess, the, like, half-closed
eyes. He's making a movie about making The Room?
Yeah.
Someone tells me a great story there, you know?
Or just, like, a really confusing one.
Also too, email us and let us know what movie commentaries you want to see, because I don't mind seeing what you guys have for ideas. I mean, do you want us to do a commentary track for Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance? I mean, let us know.
Oh dear,
I'm not totally ruling that one out. I mean, Spirit of Vengeance is an amazing movie, mainly because Nick Cage is just insane in that one.
Yeah, in that one.
Not the bees, you know, not the bees,
not the bees.
That's so funny because I actually did watch the original Wicker Man a couple weeks ago just randomly. And then I'm like, shit, like, in some ways, I actually kind of enjoy the remake a bit more just because it's turned what was actually a pretty decent horror movie into, like, just utter trash.
If you want to see something funny, like YouTube, there's, like, a montage of all the scenes in the Wicker Man remake where Nick Cage is, like, beating up women. And it's like, 10 minutes long. Because it's all women on the island, right? And he just, like, fights them all. Like, one part he's wearing, like, a bear. He's wearing, like, a bear costume or something. Like roundhouse kicks a girl in the face. Like,
I feel like
that's some good watching.
Yeah. I feel like in, like, the dictionary, if somebody was, like, or, you know, bad remake or something, next to that movie would be The Wicker Man, just because that is, like, a case of, like, one of the worst remakes ever. Where it's like, you just take a decent movie and just, like, turn to utter trash. Anyways.
Yeah, well.
Wrap this one up. You guys have anything else to
wrap
say?
Wrap it up.
Read my fanfic.
I was going to say, someone's got to read your fanfic. And
somebody has to. Me,
but I got other shit to do, Carlos, so I can't read it all the
time. You don't read my fanfic. Megan does on occasion.
Yeah, that's true. Someone's got to read your fanfic to me. Because I can't read it. I'm illiterate, don't you know? All right. Peace out, everyone. See you guys next week. We're hopefully
bye.
We'll find out who's playing Adam Warlock. That's my guess. All right. Peace.